This is St. Louis Public Radio. What are those stone towers scattered across St. Louis? That question came to us from listener Hillary Sedovic, who submitted it to our Curious Louis series. We sent our reporter Shayla Farzan to the Compton Hill Water Tower on South Grand to find out.
There are a lot of historic structures around St. Louis, and one day, one of them caught the attention of listener Hillary Sedovic.
You kind of just go around this massive tower, you know, in the middle of the street, and it's like, what is that?
She's talking about that huge white column on the north side of the city, just a couple blocks from I-70.
Did it used to hold up a building and something happened to that, but they kept it as, you know, a memorial of some sort?
There are actually two more, a red one on Bissell Street and then another on South Grand. And she wanted to know, why are these huge towers here? To hunt down the answer, I took a trip early this month to the Compton Hill Water Tower. That's the one on South Grand, to meet Andrew Wonko with the Missouri History Museum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to meet you. I'm Shayla.
Nice to meet you.
We head inside and slowly climb the 198 iron stairs all the way to the top.
So you've got this spiral staircase that goes around the outer edge of the brick structure, and then in the center is this huge iron tube.
That tube used to hold thousands of gallons of water, but it wasn't for storing it. Wonko says before these towers were built in the late 1800s, the city had a big problem with its water system. There was no way to regulate the pressure.
So if everybody was using their faucets at once, it had very low pressure. If nobody was using their faucet, you might get hit with a huge blast of pressure that could, you know, blow your glass out of your hand if you're trying to fill it up. People never knew what was going to happen.
When the tube inside the tower was full, it put pressure on the system and kept the water flowing steadily.
It's basically a utilitarian structure. You know, this is just so people can get water out of their faucets, but they put all of this detail into it. This is like detailing like you might see on like a monastery in Germany or something. You know, it's this beautiful sort of revival architecture.
All that detail, from the delicately carved stonework to the bell-shaped terracotta roof, plus a 360-degree view of the city at the top, is what keeps visitors coming back. Visitors like Ann Jones. She lives in the Shaw neighborhood, and she guesses she's probably climbed the Compton Hill Tower at least 30 times.
I just love it. Walk up to the top, see something different every time you look out.
Jones visited on a Saturday morning this month in honor of her mom, Sarah, who passed away in October and also loved climbing the tower. She brought three friends with her, including Chanel Fielder. This is Fielder's second time climbing the tower, and she said it's one of the best views in the city.
It's beautiful. I didn't realize St. Louis had so many trees and all the fall colors that you can see right now. You have something beautiful in your own backyard and you just don't really appreciate the experience of it.
Vince Dieters understands that feeling. He grew up in the city and said he'd driven past the tower all his life, but never went inside. The 78-year-old decided to climb the tower on a whim. He stops to rest halfway up and tilts his head back to look at the iron tube.
Just thinking, putting this up, what it took to put this together. And it's still standing, all the ribs are, you know, it still works.
The Compton Hill Tower was only used for about 30 years before the city shut it down in 1929. It survived a demolition attempt in the mid-1990s after an outcry from residents. But hundreds of other towers around the country haven't been so lucky. Most of them were demolished decades ago. St. Louis remains a rare example of a city with three of these historic structures. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.